Efforts are being made in School District 47 to earmark the expenditure of a $343,586 one-time grant from the province for school programs. The contribution to the local school district is part of the provincial $60 million Student and Family Affordability Fund. At the Powell River Board of Education meeting on September 14, trustees reviewed correspondence from Provincial Minister of Education Jennifer Whiteside, which stated that the province has heard concerns regarding challenges and pressures families and communities are experiencing. She stated that the province is helping school districts seek innovative ways to feed more children, help those needing school supplies, and for giving families the extra help they need. Board of Education Chairperson Dale Lawson said the provincial investment for students and families is a welcome announcement. She said some school districts are using the money to initiate meal programs, and School District 47 is in the fortunate position of being able to enhance meal programs and further reduce barriers to food for the community. She said there will be a stakeholder engagement, planning and implementation process regarding the grant. Superintendent of Schools Dr. Jay Yule said the funds in the food area will enhance what the district already has. He said the District Parent Advisory Council will be able to provide feedback, and there have been discussions with Slayam Mon Nation about how the funds are expended. "We'll carry on with a more comprehensive program by the end of the month," said Yule. Trustee Rob Hill asked if efforts would be made to send a short survey out to all families. Yule said the district likes to go through Parent Advisory Councils, PACs. "This is something that is great for PACs to spend time with," said Yule. "We expect they will reach out to their parents in the community. We want to have a plan by the end of the month. There is a bit of pressure to spend it, which is a good problem to have." In a September 2 media release, Yule stated the school district wants to make sure it is supporting the families who need the funds most and to do what the district needs to ensure it has a variety of voices.